Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code SHAKE.
Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man, my knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never gonna feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. 4 of the last 5 NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com, and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. It just was a glorious day in the NBA. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. It was 11 games of madness, man. Of course, we're going to get to Bam's performance. Of course, we'll talk about it. But there was so much more than that happened. It was just a lovely day of pure basketball. Let's not waste any time and get straight to the action. Before we get to the fun part, of course, I know what you guys are waiting to hear about. We got to talk about this Sixers versus Grizzlies game. It was close, to be honest. The Grizzlies were like up, and then all of a sudden, Campaign and Kelly Oubre happened. 139-129, the Grizzlies lose to the 76ers. We'll go ahead and we're going to check on the Grizzlies first. They low-key were like, oh man, the Sixers suck. We're going to sit some people. So we didn't see Scottie Pippen in this one. Yeah, he sat both games. They were like, these guys suck, man. We're just going to just be careful. Walter Clayton didn't play either. But we did see Ty Jerome and Cedric Kyle return. And, of course, they were under their minutes cap per usual. We'll go ahead and talk about those guys first. Great game for Cedric Kyle, 13, 16, and 3 with still in the block. 2 triples, 50% from the field, 75% from the line. He only took 4 shots there and made 3 of those. 24 minutes, just in 24 minutes, that's pretty solid. I would take that any day. He is someone you're probably sitting on for Dynasty. 12-team leagues is going to be annoying the rest of the way because I don't think he plays back-to-backs or against, like, really bad teams. But otherwise, if you can kind of spot play it, check the schedule, and he gets hot, yeah, you can roll with it. Ty Jerome, of course, just got to watch the schedule. 26-2 with 8 dimes, 4 triples, 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Yep, that's Ty Jerome, man. I don't know how this usage keeps going, man, but it just keeps going. You just roll with it, and you plug him in when you can. Olivier Maxwell's Prosper started at center game. He only played 20 minutes. He gave you 11-6 with 2 steals and a block. That's solid. A steal, 4-6 from the free throw or from the field, and 2-3 from the free throw line. I think it's usable, especially because they have that nice back-to-back schedule, Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday. You get off of him on Friday, and then you can stream for Saturday and Sunday. Taylor Hendricks returned, moved in the starting lineup. He had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. He'd been playing solid. Honestly, he was like a top 60 player like over the last week, crazy enough. I think he's more of a 14-team league guy, but if you want to roll on 12s because of the back-to-back, although he's not playing them, you can do so. Jalen Wells, yeah, that cool-off was going to happen eventually. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 triples, 36% from the field. Yep, We knew it was coming. Ryan Rupert had a pretty balling game last time. He gave you 14 points and a steal with 2 rebounds and 2 triples in this one. Not bad. The shooting's still high, and you can't rely on that. But and also, he's a two-way guy, so he can't play every game. You might want to be careful about spot playing him. You had 7 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist for Jermaine Mashak. You probably want to send defensive stats. He couldn't do it. Sigh. It's all good. If you want to use him for the back-to-back, the next one, I understand, because some of the guards will be out. But he also is a two-way player, so he has to watch his games play too. Gigi Jackson moves to the bench. Interesting. They, I think, replaced him with Taylor Hendricks, which is something to keep an eye on. But he had 15, 3, and 2 with the triple, 6 of 12 from the field, 2 or 3 from the free throw line. No blocks, but that's solid overall. Javon Small has been a solid guard, and he was solid in this one. 12, 5, and 7 with a steal, 1 triple, 5, 11 from the field, 1 and 1 from the free throw line. Good stuff there. I like that from him. We'll go ahead and check on the 76ers, see what happened over here. A couple of dudes, man, monster games. Well, hold on. If you haven't heard, Tyrese Maxey's out for 3 weeks. His fingers, like, cooked and sprained ligament, and he is out for 3 weeks. I'm going to be honest with you, fantasy-wise, oh, dude, I don't know. I don't think this team survives the play-in. So fantasy-wise, if you're probably not in a roto league, you could most likely drop him. Sad, man. It sucks when the elites go down, especially at a time like this when people are in fantasy playoffs. I feel for you guys. But it's safe to drop Tyrese Maxey. We'll talk about the rest of these guys. Of course, no Tyrese Maxey. We're looking at Cam Payne. 32 points, 3 rebounds, 10 dimes, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 8 triples, 90% from the field. 6 of 6 from the free throw line. You're not going to believe it. I think that, I know, it sounds crazy. Because of the insane shooting and what he did, that's technically the strongest fantasy line of the night. Crazily enough. But there's some crazy lines, trust me. We're just getting started. Campaign, yeah, he's worth a nap. He's not going to do this. Absolutely not. 90% from the field, 100% from three, 100% from, he almost achieved perfection on crazy volume. 100% from the free throw line, 10 dimes. I can give him a couple dimes. I don't think he'll get 10, but he's not going to give you 3 steals and 2 blocks. If you didn't have him for this game and you missed it, I understand. But campaign is someone you might want to have on your roster now that Tyrese Maxey is actually down, especially with Quentin Grimes. Didn't shoot his best, but he still gave you 23, 3, and 2 with 2 steals, 6 to 16 from the field. But he did give you a nice 11 to 13 from the free throw line. We like that. VJ Edgecombe returned. And that's why I thought VJ Edgecombe would do most of the damage, because now, I mean, he's got free run of everything. 21, 5, and 5 with 3 steals, 1 triple, 47% from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. We like that. He's going to be rolling pretty well rest of the way. Adembona, yeah, this might be cooked. If you have him for the 5-game week and you just want to pile on games, I totally understand. But if you're like in a games cap league or like a 10-teamer, you don't need to roster this dude. They're looking away from him. They're looking at players like Daylon Terry's getting more minutes. 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Oh, man, I don't know. Adembona had 4 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Like I said, unless you're literally trying to pile games onto your opponent, you don't need to roster Adembona. Don Barlow, 11 and 6 with 1 assist. You know what's crazy? They started looking at him to play center. Yes, they're looking at Dominic Barlow to play center over Adembona. That's not a good sign. 4-7 from the field with Dominic Barlow, 3-6 from the free throw line. Kelly Oubre, nice game. This is what we wanted. I was like, dude, this is premier Kelly Oubre territory. Oh, yeah, the main star's out. You need some scoring? Oh, sign me up. 30 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 triple, 42% from the field, just chucked it away. Did not care. He took 24 shots. And 9 of 11 from the free throw line. This needs to be on rosters. 5-game week, you still got 3 more games of this? Honestly, I mean, rest of the way should be on your roster. Needs to be started. Needs to be started. No questions asked. They were able to turn it around. They looked rough at first, but they are doing okay. By the way, we'll just check on Jabari Walker, who had 9 minutes, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. Unless you're in like a, bro, it's going to be like an 18, 20, 24, 30 deep league. You don't need to have this guy on your roster. Good stuff, 76ers. It's not looking good rest of the season, but good stuff. Finally, the Pistons get a game. They lost 4 in a row, and they won one. I mean, it's the Nets, but they needed this game. You know, it's like a get right game. You just need to move on the right side of the fence. 138-100. They went over to Brooklyn Nets. We'll check on the Brooklyn Nets. Usual guys are still there. Noah, MPJ, Nick Claxton. They're starting Drake Powell in the place of Jaeger Yeoman. We'll start with him. He had 10 points and one rebound with two triples. Took six shots, made three of them. 2-2 from the free throw line. Ooh, I think you're okay with this unless you're in a deeper league. He's getting minutes, but he's not doing much. Nolan Traore, this is rough. 2 points, two rebounds, two assists, 15 minutes. You know what's crazy? Last time they played Detroit, he just got pretty much sat on the bench for most of that game, too. I don't know if it's because they're just absolutely cooking him and he looks terrible, which, I mean, he's going to, man. He's a rookie, and that team is, like, defensive. They're tough. They're rough. They're gonna get in this man's face. Unless, like I said, you want to probably keep him because they have a good back-to-back schedule, too, a solid schedule this week. But after that, you could probably let him go, and that'll be all right. Nick Claxton had 2 points, four rebounds, four assists, just got mauled by these guys. It's a big blowout, so a lot of this is going to be crap. 9 points, three rebounds, one assist, one steal for Noah Clowney, one triple, 2 of 7 from the field. But he did hit all his free throws, so, I mean, you know, balance. Michael Porter Jr., 19, 2-1 with the steal, one triple, 50% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I mean, dude, given the fact that these guys got cooked, he survived this pretty well. Danny Wolf, this is why we just wait to see if it clicks, whenever that is. I don't know what they're doing, man. MPJ still running out wild. 13-8-2 with two blocks for Danny Wolf, two triples, 2 of 6 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. That's solid. I just love to see him get more minutes and more time. You can, like, see the vision of it all playing out if he got 30 minutes and has got a chance to run wild, run the offense, but we're not there yet. Oh, a Jalen Wilson sighting that 14 points and three rebounds. That's how you know this game is bad. Josh Minot had 9 points and three rebounds. Like, it's a bunch of mess on this side of the board. We'll take a look at the Pistons. These guys were cooking, man. We'll start with the man himself, Kay Cunningham, 21, 3-15 with a steal, 80% from the field. We know he doesn't do that. 4 triples, 1-3 from the free throw line. I would love to see his free throws, like, correct. They've just been so up and down this year. And, you know, he usually sits around 45, 46% from the field. Either way, good game, good way to turn that around. Marcus Sasser's been starting in place of Asar Thompson. And he had 14, 3-1 with a steal, 4 triples, 5-7 from the field. Solid game there. I do think he's more of a deeper league guy, though. Jalen Duren, here we go. 26, 4-2, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Yeah. 90% from the field, 80% from the line. Yes. This is, oh, you can see my thumbs. Yes. Great game. You had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists from Tobias Harris. I am not a fan of rostering Tobias Harris in 12 team leagues. He's just there. Wow. Duncan Robinson shot perfection. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 triples, 6 of 6 from the field. Whoa. He had all his triples. Man, that's how you know it was a good game. Everyone was just kind of just getting theirs tonight. Ron Holland, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 5 of 13 from the field. He played a side 29 minutes. Looks like he's kind of filling in as the defensive guy in place of Asar Thompson. Why Marcus Sasser's just on starting with the lineup. Isaiah Stewart had 4 points, 8 rebounds on the block. You had Dennis Jenkins, and like this game, wow, 14, 3-6 with 5 steals, 1 triple, 4 of 10 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Dude, nice game. I mean, you're not going to really rely on him getting 6 rebounds. I mean, 6 dimes with 5 steals every outing in 22 minutes. But, dude, that's solid. That's solid. Javonte Green does some good defensive work. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, a triple in his time on the court. I mean, dude, everyone played. The rotation's so big, they were just like, yeah, man, we're just going to cook these dudes. They needed this game. They're going to look to get back on track and actually look like they're the number one seed in the East. Oh, boy. Yep. We made it. The Miami Heat beat the Washington Wizards 150 to 129. We're just going to get right into the Wizards. We'll get to him. Don't worry. They had their mostly usual starting lineup. There was no Trey for injury management on a non-back-to-back. I don't know what that is. But we did see Alex Sarr, and we can start with Alex Sarr. And, dude, Alex Sarr was cooking early and honestly was kind of keeping pace with Bam, but they weren't going to let him run wild. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 4 triples, 12 and 19 from the field. We know Alex Sarr is pretty strong at basketball, pretty good. Here's my take on Alex Sarr. I like Alex Sarr. I have him on one of my rosters. Only got him on one league this year because I was a little skeptical of his preseason injuries. But I did grab him, and he has been absolutely great. Here's the thing. They play 2 strong teams the rest of the week, which makes Alex Sarr a little bit more viable to run out on your lineup. If they play like a weak team, or especially this 5-game week coming up where they have 2 back-to-backs, I don't think you're going to be able to rely on Alex Carr like that. So if you want to take a chance and play him, I think it's worth it. His per game production is pretty solid, and dude, he looks healthy. He looks totally fine. It may not be this good, but if he can get you, you know, 17-6 with two blocks, a triple, solid percentages, I think I'd take that any day over a streaming center for sure. Will Riley, just a bunch of minutes, man. 22-4-2 with the steal, 4 triples, 6-13 from the field. Great free throw, 2, 6 or 7. I don't think I can count on that free throw, but do 40 minutes. They're just going to run him out there. Let him have fun. He needs to be on rosters. 10, 6 or 7 with the steal from Bilal Coulibaly, 2 of 7 from the field, 6-8 from the free throw line. We know his percentages are not that good, but he got 35 minutes. Huh. Bub Carrington's getting big minutes too, 12, 4 and 6 with the steal. 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. It makes me wonder if Alex Carr is just on a minutes restriction because of his calf. But then I see Trey Johnson, and he only had 22 minutes, so I don't think so. To be fair, he did have foul trouble, but I don't think they're going to run Carr out big minutes. Trey Johnson at 17, 2 and 2 with the steal, 3 triples, 7 of 12 from the field, missed his only free throw. We'd just love to see how he develops his game over time to get a little bit more robust for fantasy, because right now it's just like scoring, random defensive stat, and shooting. That's it. Some of the bench guys got some work. We saw Tristan Savage return. He got 6 minutes. You can pretty much drop him or not roster him in basically any league if we got Sar running around. Because they're still running out Anthony Gill. He had 6, 5, and 3 in his 25 minutes. He's like deeper league guy best. But they are running him out over Tristan Savage. 17 points for Jaden Hardy. Nice scoring punch if you need him in a deeper league, especially with their 5-game week coming up next week. Justin Stampani had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. We'd love for him to be able to do more. They're not going to let him do more because they're trying to tank. We understand. Yeah, man. The man himself, Bam Adebayo, decided to have the second highest scoring game in history on a random Tuesday in March. There was no Kelo Ware. There was no Tyler Hero. There was no Norman Powell. So he just said, I'm going to put the team on my back. 83 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 7 triples, 43 shots. Yo, he made 20 of them, 47% that is. And then a crazy, by the way, he made history doing this. 36 of 43 from the free throw line. What in the world happened? A game like this, it's early in your week, but like, what do you do? What do you do? If you have them, I'd be throwing a party right now. If you're going against Bam, you just stare at the screen. And you just shake your head. That's the thing about fantasy. Sometimes it just happens. And on a random Tuesday in March, March 10th, Bam decided to make history. Beautiful game. Absolutely stunning performance. I usually like to say if a guy has a game like this, it's the perfect time to sell high. Like, just get off him. It's too late in the season to do that. You just roll with him. Do not expect this again. He's not going to go put up 80 points again. He might probably revert back to normal. But that's absurd, man. He played 42 minutes to get there, was just feasting at the free throw line. They were trying to foul to get the ball back to him. I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. It's hard for people to score 50. So to see him score 83? My Lord. Good stuff to Bam. And like I said, if you roster Bam, you just enjoy it. You just enjoy it. We'll talk about the rest of the starters. It's not going to be much exciting for these guys. 10 points for Tyler Larson, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, a block. 3 of 7 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line in 24 minutes. That's cool. He kind of just fills the margins. That's what he does. Davion Mitchell had 12, 7, and 5 with the steal. Solid. That's pretty good. Davion Mitchell game, 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That looks pretty good. They had Kasper Zakrzewski starting, 5, 6, and 5 with a steal in the block. That's cool. We know that's pretty basically Tyler Hero spot. Jaime Jaquez at 5, 6, and 8. I mean, look who did everything. Bam did literally everything. You had a random 18.6 rebounds, assist, and a steal from Simone Fontecchio. He got hot. Could he put up 83? Probably not. But but he had 6-7 from the field, 3-4 from deep, and 3-3 at the free throw line. He's basically the only other guy that kind of put up at least a solid number of scoring, because Bam decided to wake up and score 83 points on a Tuesday in the middle of fantasy playoffs. What a game, man. That is something you cannot foresee. You just can't guess, oh, yeah, Bam's going to score 83 this year when you went into draft season. If that was the case, we probably would have drafted Bam round 2, round 1. This is a beautiful game, man. We saw history being made today. He passed Kobe. We haven't seen Wilt's game, but Wilt still has 100. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Good stuff for the Heat. I expect Tyler Herro to be back in the next one. Kelleher's dealing with a shoulder injury. I don't know if it's that bad, but I expect to see him back in the next one as well. Moving on, the Dallas Mavericks, they just, I don't know, man, they're just kind of doing stuff. They lost to the Atlanta Hawks 124-112. We'll go ahead and check on the Mavericks, see what happened over here. Cooper Flagg, he did play 32 minutes. That's good. I like to see the minutes that are up. He just didn't shoot his best. 14-12-5, no defensive stats. 1 triple, 6-16 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. It's good. He's rolling. At least he's playing minutes. He'll shoot better in the next contest and will look to right the ship. PJ Washington is still holding a pretty sizable role. Just shot like crap. 7 points, 6 rebounds, a steal. Yeah, man. I know he's not the funnest of roster, because when he's bad, he's bad. And when he's good, he's like, ooh, wow, look at PJ doing all this stuff. But he's bad right now. You just kind of got to sit through it. He's more build specific, so you just roster if he fits your build. Daniel Gafford, 14-10 with an assist and a steal. Love that. 6-9 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. This 29 minutes. Looking a little better. Kind of looking like last year's Daniel Gafford. That's something, at least. Najee Marshall did move into the starting lineup, which is what we might have thought. Jason Kidd said, like, oh, we're going to make some changes, and they did. So no Chris Middleton in the starting lineup, and that's when they moved Najee in his place. 14-2-4 with the steal, 2 triples, 5-9 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. It's okay. I think you roster him in 12-team leagues, but it's not exciting. Max Christie had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples, 2-6 from the field. It's not a 12-team guy. More of a 14-team league dude at best, but he's there. Brandon Williams had 13-2-5, 3-4 from the field in his 17 minutes. He's not getting enough time on the court. 7-8 from the free throw line, by the way. I did not mention that. He's not getting enough time on the court to make him a 12-team league guy. He's more so like a point guard streaming if you need him. Marvin Bagley returned. Welcome back. 7-6-6. You had 6 rebounds or 6 dimes from Marvin Bagley. 1 triple, 3-7 from the field. I don't think he's more of a 12-team league guy either, especially with Daniel Gafford playing better as he is. But deeper leagues, yeah, I understand. I don't know what kind of heater Clay is on. I don't know if he's like, I don't know if Megan Stein is cooking great food for him or what's happening. 21 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 steals, 5 triples. Whoa. Okay. 8-16 from the field. I don't know where this is coming from, but it due to tier. So just enjoy it. Like we said, Chris Middleton moved to the bench. He has 16 points, 2 assists, 2 triples, 5-8 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. And it's 23 minutes. 23 minutes makes him more of a deeper league play at best. We're going to check in the Atlanta Hawks. Who was cooking over here, man? I can tell you what's cooking. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 29 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, 5 triples, 12-19 from the field in his 36 minutes. There we go. Honestly, he'd been a little bit of slump in shooting. He looks like he's starting to turn it back around. So this is a great time, especially you being in fantasy playoffs most likely. Yuka Kongwu, solid game. Love this. Just stuff the stat sheet all around. 18-9, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks. Beautiful. 3 triples. 7-12 from the field. He missed one of his 2 free throws, but that's a great line. Jalen Johnson, we're rolling, man. 27-7-8, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Yes, sir. 2 triples, 10-18 from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. We know he's not the best free throw dude, so that's solid. I love this like game of like Dyson Daniels. He's like a borderline triple-double guy, but like doesn't do much else like scoring-wise, but like he can get some PRA when he needs it. 14-7-10 with 3 steals, 6-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Cool. I'll take that. CJ McCollum, 13-9-4, 2 triples, 5-15 from the field, 1-3 from the free throw line. Just took a crap on your percentages, both of them. Jesus. He still should be rostered. I mean, he's got that starting role on lock, it looks like, and he's doing enough, you know? Some games are good. Some games are like, you're CJ McCollum. And nobody else really did anything. You had 9 points and five rebounds from Mogay on the bench. Good stuff, Hawks. They are looking at, I mean, they're going to fight for either the ninth or the 10th seed unless the Charlotte Hornets kick it back into gear. Toronto Raptors. Dude, the Raptors are like in real strife. To be fair, there was no Jakopoto on this one, but something's off. They lose 113-99 to the Houston Rockets. They just can't beat a good team. They could beat up on the bad teams, of course, but they cannot beat a good team. And that's never good. We'll go ahead and start with the Toronto Raptors. I believe they do have a back-to-back tomorrow. Like I said, there was no Jakopoto. It wasn't because of injury management. It's because he was sick. So hopefully he recovers in time for tomorrow. Brandon Ingram, we'll start with him. 9 points, four rebounds, three assists on the block, one triple, 3 of 12 from the field. This bad shooting, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. This off night. This is the off night for that man. Hopefully he can crack the ship tomorrow. Sandro Mamukelis really got the start. There was, there's still no Kalamari Boyle, still dealing with that thumb injury. I think he's getting the rest he finally needs. And of course, Jakopoto was not there. Sandro had 8, 4, and 4 with 2 steals. Probably not the best game you wanted. Didn't hit any threes, 3 of 6 from the field. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. I know you're like, ooh, we're going to have a big Sandro game. It's just him. It was just kind of mid. Scotty Barnes, good scoring. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. That's kind of empty, though, for Scotty Barnes. 2 triples, 8 of 16 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Love the percentages, though. It's just like a little empty. He's been a little off, too, as far as like his rebounds and defensive stats. Guys are kind of like maybe it is all in like a collective slump. Well, I can tell you he's not in a slump. RJ Barrett. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 2 triples. He's shooting 56%, 3 or 4 from the field. He's had a couple high games. Interesting. RJ Barrett's like playing well and teams like sucking. No, let me stop. I'm creating agendas. Emmanuel quickly had 12, 4, and 6 with the steal, 1 triple, 3 of 9 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He only got 9 shots in this one. Dude, I mean, to be fair, RJ Barrett got 18 shots. I don't know if that's a winning recipe, but it's happening. Jacoby Walter, 6-2-1 with 2 steals on the block off the bench. He can kind of get hot with some triples. He gave you 2 here. Someone to always keep your eye on, especially if he gets extra run and we see some people out in the starting lineup. Random, we got a Jonathan Mobo sighting. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He shot 1 shot and he made it. Good stuff, John. Good stuff. All right, go ahead and check on the Rockets, see what happened over here. Of course, the big dog himself cooked. Kevin Durant, 29, 8-2, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 triples. 75% from the field and 16 shots. Jeez. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's interesting. He only took 2 free throws. But it's Kevin Durant, man. Kevin Durant. I told you guys, when it's the dog days, these days right here, this before playoffs and people are tired and all disgruntled. Kevin Durant was going to come through for you. I didn't lie to you. Jabari Smith Jr., 23, 4-2, 2 steals, 3 triples, 8 of 14 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Good game from him. He just like has these random good shooting performances recently, but he also had that like 0-9 game not too long ago. So you roll the dice, and it was a good day to roll. Albert Sengun has not been the same, man, since like December, and it's a little sad, and I'm wondering if something's wrong. 14, 12, and 4. 6 of 15 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He just doesn't look like Alperen Sengun. Tari Eason getting big minutes again, but, dude, I'll be honest. I dropped him the day in the league, and I don't think I'm going to miss him. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 4 of 8 from the field. It's just whatever. It's very mid. Very mid. Amen Thompson, he has been playing well. Not his best free throw night, but I mean, 23, 3 and 6 with a block, 1 triple, 6 of 10 from the field, 10 and 14 from the free throw line. Cool. I'll take it, brother. To be fair, I don't know if you guys know this. He's been like a top 12 player over the last week. He's balling, man. We saw Reed Shepard cool off, man. He had been absolutely absurd that last week. 7.7 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, 1 triple, 20% from the field. 20% from the field. It sucks when you get like games like this and then you go against Bam Adebayo and you're like, geez, why me? Why me? Clint Capella had 4 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. He's a deep league center if you ever need some rebounds. And that's about it for these dudes. Houston Rockets are looking good. Interesting to see how they do in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make it too far, but they're doing all right. they're hanging in there. Next game of the day, the Phoenix Suns win it over the Milwaukee Bucks 129-114. And dude, every day that the Bucks lose, it just keeps looking worse and worse for their future, dude. Being completely honest with you, they're like 6 games behind the 10th seed. Yeah, I think they're 6 games high now. It's rough. And they can't catch him. I don't think they're going to be able to catch him. Giannis Antetokounmpo, we'll start with the main man who, I don't know, man. I don't know what happens to this dude. Maybe he leaves in offseason. 22-6-3 with the steal, 56% from the field, 2-5 from the free throw line. This isn't even like good Giannis. This is technically like mid Giannis. This is not good Giannis. I mean, you just hope he plays, man. They have 3 more games this week. One of them's a back-to-back, of course, that he probably will not play. But hopefully he'll be able to right the ship in the other two. Jeez. Dude of the day, the guy that, like, kept him in the game was Kyle Kuzma. What? Yo, Kyle Kuzma got 21 shots. He scored 33 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block, 6 triples. 12 of 21 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. What? There was no Bobby Portis, so dude just feasted. But I don't know. I'm not going to run and go tell you to grab Kyle Kuzma. That would be doing you a disservice. But what I can say, it's a good game. Deeper leagues, I understand. Yes, you can roster him. And if Bobby Portis does miss more time, I think it makes him a little bit more of an interesting add in that case. Miles Turner, oh, thank you. There you go. 22 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 5 triples, 7-13 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Yes. Bro, what could be if he just figured it out? Here's the thing about Miles Turner, though. Like, I wrote about this in today's blurb. It sucked this season. You can consider Miles Turner a bust. And in most circumstances, he's a bust, right? But Miles Turner just didn't fall off a cliff like this. This is not Miles Turner of the future. I don't think so. We know it's part coaching. We know it's part adjustment. He's going to be extremely cheap in fantasy drafts, and you go get Miles Turner. Just keep it in the back of your mind. Oh, Miles Turner was terrible last season. Time to go draft him. And you're getting him for cheap. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, dude, suck. Ah, I hate Miles Turner.
Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. 4 of the last 5 NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.
We don't hate Miles Turner. Got to be a step ahead. We're checking the rest of these guys. Dude, Usman Jang is getting a bunch of minutes, and it's making him interest. Out now, I would be like, hey, you might want to grab Usman Jang. Not for the fact that I think Usman Jang's going to play like, he's going to be put up like crazy lines. It's the fact that this team sucks, and they're going to have to like wave the white flag pretty soon. It's like no reason Giannis should be playing. 12-10-4 with the steal, 2 triples, 5-8 from the field. He has some really bad games. The last game was not good. I'm not going to lie to you. But it makes it more interesting that this team just sucks and they kind of need someone to do something. When is Kevin Porter going to return? I don't know if he does. That's the problem. I might get ahead of this if I were you. 14 points for Ryan Rollins, 3 rebounds, 7 dimes and a steal, 2 triples. He only took 8 shots. Well, to be fair, Kyle Kuzma took 21. 4-8 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. He's a hold. He's still kind of putting up top 70 numbers, which is probably where he sits. You want him to do more. Maybe he does more down the stretch, but they might just rest him too. Who knows? Torian Prince returned. He almost had a Tony Snell. Yeah, it was that close. He had 3 rebounds, and that's it. Yep, He survived. He didn't get Tony Snell, though, so that's good. Cam Thomas, 8 points and four dimes. 3 or 6 from the field, 14 minutes. Please drop him. Please. Please. You might, dude, honestly, you probably drop him 14 teamers, too. Just drop him. Okay, Phoenix Suns time. Let's see what's happening over here. Jalen Green starting to put together some games. Okay. 25, 4 and 5, 3 triples, 10 of 20 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Interesting. Royce O'Neal, dude, every shot he made was a triple. Every shot he took was a triple. So he had 64% from the field and 64% from deep. What? 21, 5 and 4, 2 steals. Nice. 7 triples. That's a good game. I'm not like, ooh, you should probably go run and grab Royce O'Neal. I think you, if you can time it, unless your league's just like a bunch of savages or like piranhas and they just want to devour everything in front of them and grab whoever. You want to grab him for that 5-game week next week because that's going to make him more enticing. And I think he plays all 5. But like, dude, you can go check his game log. He was crap before this. So like, that's why I said, don't just run and grab him. Like, oh my God. Royce O'Neal to save my day, save my season. He's probably not. But he does seem like a good ad for the 5-game week. Also, Iguodaro, he's just like there. You know, he's solid. He only played 20 minutes in this one. He had a bit of foul trouble. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. 4-4 from the field. It's cool. It's okay. I mean, if you're just like holding Mark Williams, which I think he's cooked, you could probably drop him too. Sure, like he's your replacement. He's going to be a lot more interesting when they have a 5-game week. Absolutely. But otherwise, yeah, you might be okay without him. To be fair, though, he had a couple good games. So it just depends. You're just not always going to get like a strong performance from Osley Godaro. Devin Booker, 27, 5 and 7, 1 steal, 4 triples, 10 to 21 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. It's 33 minutes. Finally, Booker, we've been waiting on this a long time. Colin Gillespie, solid. 12-9-9, 2 steals, 4 triples, 4-9 from the field. All the shots he made were triples. That was crazy. That's a really strong game. It's not big scoring, but he gave you good PRA numbers, and he gave you 2 steals and triples to go along with it. Grayson Allen only played 26 minutes. I think they're kind of managing the knee here. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 triples, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Ooh, he probably is not playing the back-to-back, I'm going to be honest with you. In that 5-game week, oh, absolutely not. So you want to keep him because he's got top 60 upside every time he plays. But I don't know. They're looking to manage his knee. We'll just see how he looks. They play Thursday, Friday. Just keep an eye on injury report. Kamal Malwatch getting some minutes. 15 minutes here to be exact. 8 points and 4 or 5 shooting. Didn't rebound or anything, but he did that. Jordan Goodwin returned from a calf injury. 6 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 triples. Solid in his 13 minutes. That's deep league stuff at best. Haywood Highsmith, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Interesting. 2 triples. That's deep league stuff too. And that honestly puts Ryan down out of rotation. He almost had a Tony Snell. He got a steal. Wow. Ooh, it was really close. It was 1 steal. What if he didn't get that steal? Then he'd have a real Tony Snell. Otherwise, you don't have to worry about Ryan Dunn. Good stuff from these guys. We are going to, of course, take a little break. If you guys are watching this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the Legends Dr. Brew, and you love what you see over here at the Box Score Breakdown side, if you want to get the first to talk about the 83-point game, and come hang out with us Monday through Friday, right after the games, talk about all the trends, all the big news, the drops, the ads, whatever's going on, some laughs along the way, random 83-point games on a Tuesday in March, all of that's here for you. Make sure you like and subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, Sports Ethos page, and Apple Podcasts. So you can keep up to date with us. Me and the homie William is Bill. We're always going to bring you the best action, and we're always going to have a good time along the way. Hope to see you guys again. Next game of the day. We're about halfway through the slate. It's only, oh, we're only 40 minutes in? Huh. Oh, not 36, but oh, okay. I think we're moving at a good pace. The Boston, oh, dude, this game was a little controversial. The Boston Celtics lose to the San Antonio Spurs 125-116. Dude, Jaylen Brown got ejected. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes, 1 steal, 4 of 8 from the field. Yeah. It's a lot behind it. I mean, he shouldn't have kind of ran up at the ref like that, but that foul call was bad, dude. I don't know. I feel like it was kind of slated against him. So with that being said, Jaylen Brown got ejected. Jason Tatum got all the shots. 24 shots. He scored 24 points, which is terrible shooting. But 5 points. I'm sorry, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 triples. He's still capped at 26 minutes. I think he's capped at that probably the rest of the way for most of our fantasy playoffs. Maybe next week they start to push the minutes up, but I think you're going to probably keep it for 27. That's his third game back. Probably the rest of this week he'll still be at 27. Then maybe they inch it up to like 29 next week. And then from there. Either way, should be rostered. It's Jason Tatum. He's figuring it out. Have some patience. Let him do his thing. Derek White. Dude. Okay. 34, 5, and 7 with the block. 3 triples. 50% from the field. 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Whoa. He's shooting. But I figured Jason Tatum's there. Makes his job easier. That's all it was. He just needs someone to get the eyes off of him. Sam Hauser played a lot of minutes. 11, 7, and 3 with 2 steals. 3 triples. 40% from the field. Did his job. Deep leagues, absolutely. I think he should be rostered. 12 teamers, he is your 3-point streamer. Dude, I guess Ron Harper wanted to battle his brother here. 22 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 triples. What? 8 of 11 from the field? Oh, man, that's like a brotherly rivalry going on. We can for sure disregard this game, but it happened. That's dope. 6 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for Baylor Shireman, 2 triples, 2 of 5 for, or 2 of 6 from the field from him. He had a couple good ones, but he's a deep league guy at best. Nemeas Kidd only had 19 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Not his best game. It's hard, dude. When you're going against Wimby, you're probably going to get cooked. They ran out Luka Garza. Luka Garza had 5 fouls. He had 3 points, an assist, and a steal. I would still roster Kidd. It's just a rough outing. And that's about it. Nobody else did really anything else. We'll check on the San Antonio Spurs. And, of course, I just can't wait, man. Can you imagine, like, Wimby when he's, like, 27? Bro's got, like, the grown man body, got some muscle in him. Jeez. 39 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 8 triples. 11 to 20 from the field, 9 to 12 from the free throw line. We just wait. We wait for that day to come. One day. You have 14, 2, and 2 with a steal from Devin Vassell. This looks a lot more realistic than what he was doing. Only took 9 shots. Sounds about right. Made 5 of them, 2 triples, 2 of 4 from the field, or free throw line. That's where I expect Devin Vassell to sit. Julian Champagne had a couple good games, and then he gave you 5 rebounds. Dude, he almost had a Tony Snell. What? What kind of this is a crazy night in basketball, man. That's a bad performance. They have 2 more games this week. If you wanted to stream Julian Champagne's spot, he'll be better than this, dude. This is awful. I would totally understand. De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Dude, finally. I was like, dude, De'Aaron Fox is not bad. He's just deferring to everyone else. And now he's like, okay, it's time to get ready for playoffs. I'm about to kick it into high gear. 25 points, 3 rebounds, 9 dimes, 1 steal, 2 triples, 79% from the field. Bro, whoa, 11 of 14, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Either way, welcome back, De'Aaron Fox. It's good to see you. Stephon Castle, 18, 9, and 6. And this is solid. This is how I can envision these guys being. Like, they're both getting good assists because, I mean, dude, they're playing off Wimby. He's getting his 12 shots. De'Aaron Fox, he's not going to shoot 79%, but he's going to score a lot more. He's going to get to the line a lot more. And it's all balanced. I like that. 3 triples for Stephon Castle, 6 to 12 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Good game. Dylan Harper had 9, 5, and 4. Looks like he lost to his brother in the battle, but he has solid, dude. He's a rookie. He's figuring it out. He had 8 points and 6 rebounds for Kelvin Johnson. That's the bleak stuff. 8 points for Carter Bryant, who I think is really going to be strong on defense at some point in time. You just got to wait and see for that to happen. It's going to be some years from now, though. Look at stuff for the Spurs, dude. I really think they're going to really make a lot of noise in this playoff this year. Next game of the day. Dude, overtime. Bro, we saw – I forgot it was like 3 big performances in this game. What is happening? Golden State Warriors lose to the Chicago Bulls, 130-124. I think the Warriors are cooked. I'm just going to go out and say that. Sorry if you're a Warriors fan. It's like, what do you do with this? This is rough. Okay, we'll find someone to start with. It's all kind of like mid. Guy Santos needs to be on rosters. They're giving him 19 shots, man. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Usually has better PRA than that. Three triples, 7 of 19 from the field. They're just letting him do a lot. I think he's playing 36 minutes, and he's probably one of their strongest players right now. Is he? He might be their strongest, next to like Al Horford in certain situations. Draymond Green, 12-7-4, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples, 4 or 5 from the field. He had 4 triples. All the shots he took were triples, and 4 of them went in, so this line looks really nice. But he had been pretty mid before that. You don't have to roster in 12-team leagues. He's more situational. Al Horford had 13-9-5 with 4 blocks. I thought they said 8 triples. 3 triples, 5 5 of 18 from the field. They gave Al Horford 18 shots. Jeez, man, this is rough. Either way, I love Al Horford, more of a roto league guy because he doesn't play all the games. And when they have back-to-backs in their schedule, you just automatically pencil them out. But he's very strong, and that's a very good line, especially if you need some utility and he fills the margins. Will Richard returned. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 triple. Rookie figuring it out, but it's good to see him get some run. Brandon Pajimski, he had been playing well, and I mean, he did some stuff, 9, 2, and 7, 2 steals on the block with a triple. He's just like, I can't believe he said he wanted them to turn the keys over to him when they retire. He's not that guy. 3-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. It's just, oh, man. LJ Cryer making some noise. I think he's deeper league at best. He had a couple good performances, especially because the minutes are high. 17 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 3 triples. Good percentages, too. 4-7 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. I don't think you can count on the good percentages, but cool. Good to see. They had Pat Spencer, 17-3-6 with the steal, 3 triples, 7-16 from the field. He got some extra run because there was no D'Anthony Melton, and he made it count. Kristaps Porzingis played basketball. Yes, guys. Yes, he did. 17-4-2 with 4 blocks. And like we know what Porzingis can do. But he could be out with illness the next game. And at that point, what do you do? It's hard to roster him in 12-team leagues, especially during your playoffs right now. If you can hold him, you can, but it's not healthy, man, and that sucks. 5 of 13 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line for Porzingis. Gary Payton had 12 and 11 with 2 assists and 2 steals. That's a solid game. He is a high field goal percentage guy. I'm not banking on him getting double-doubles, but in deeper leagues, sure, if you want to take a shot, why not? Dude, the Bulls, this went overtime, so we got some crazy lines. What is this with Matas Buzelis? Is this the ceiling? Could it be? It could be the ceiling. 41 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 5 triples, 16 of 28 from the field, 4 or 5 from the free throw line. Just a banger game, man. Banger game. You love that. You love to see it. Josh Giddey, 21, 13, and 17, triple double. Career high in assists, 4 triples. 7 of 16 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Wow. Wowee. Big game, man. They both hooped. Jalen Smith is playing big minutes. Love that. That's good. That's what we want to see. If he's playing big minutes like this, you can absolutely roster Jalen Smith. 12 and 12 with 3 assists and a block. 2 triples. He just shot bad. 3 of 13 from the field. They do have a back-to-back in their next set of games. Probably not playing both. But if next week, I don't think they have a back-to-back. It's 3 games. But if he's getting big minutes like this, we absolutely roll Jalen Smith. Leonard Miller, okay. They started him in place of Isaac Okoro. 17 and 11 in assists. 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. 8 of 16 from the field. That's solid, dude. In deeper league, that's why we kind of kept an eye on Leonard Miller. I don't know how this plays out when Okoro comes back, but it's interesting. Also, Trey Jones needs to be rostered, too. 22, 4, and 5 with the steal, 2 triples, a great efficiency, 56% from the field. He took 18 shots. Yeah, man, if they're running out Trey Jones 33 minutes, we absolutely need to have him on roster. So, I mean, Trey Jones is a play. Josh Giddey's a play. Matas Buzelis a play. Jalen Smith's a play again. Ooh, Leonard Miller's questionable. They started Gershon Yabusele, by the way. He had 2 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. I think I'm okay on him. He's deeper leagues at best. Nick Richards. He does some things. I know people get interested of a big man that randomly get double-doubles, but I don't know if I'm trusting that in 12-teamers. Maybe for the back-to-back, he might be interesting. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 4 of 7 shooting in his 28 minutes. Like I said, a lot of these lines are going to be buffed up because they played overtime, but dude, that's solid. Good one for them. I'm sorry, Warriors fans. They really are cooked. They really are. Next game of the day, we'll go ahead and check on the Charlotte Hornets. They get back on track against the Portland Trail Blazers. It was close, though. 103-101. They make the W in the end. They get that. We'll go ahead and check on the Portland Trail Blazers first. Dini Avdija return. Welcome back. He had 22-4-7 with the steal, two triples, 44% from the field. He automatically took 18 shots. He kept the assists high with Jrue Holiday around. That's good. 4-5 from the free throw line. Interesting enough, Jrue kind of sucked. He played 32 minutes, but 4 points, one rebound, five assists, one steal. Whoa, he just like Dini Avdija sapped all the life out of Jrue Holiday. That sucks. I would not drop Jrue Holiday, but that's not a good sign. We'll just keep an eye on it for the next one. Donovan Klingon, 11-11, three assists, one steal, three blocks, one triple, 3-9 from the field, 4-6 on the free throw line. Cool. He's doing what he does. Bad percentages, but he filled the stat sheet. Jeremy Grant, super hot shooting. That's going to come down. He's starting to string a couple of these together. He's only getting 10 shots, too. That's how you kind of know, like, if that doesn't hit, he's really forcing his way to the free throw line. That's where he's getting his extra money. 24-3-3, one steal, three triples, 70% from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. Tumani Kamara, 11-5-3 with the block, three triples, 4-14 from the field. I love that he's taking 14 shots, but putrid shooting at that. We'll check on some of these bench guys. Scoot Henderson at 17 points, one rebound, one assist. Five triples. Wow. Okay. 60% from the field. Not counting on that either, especially in 19 minutes. Robert Williams, oh, dude, if he just like Time Lord had like 30 minutes in him, bro, we'd really be drafting him in the top 50. 6 points, 10 rebounds, four blocks, 3-7 from the field. Not his best field goal percentage night, but I mean, dude, he's playing 21 minutes. What can you expect? If you ever need some steals, you could always count on Matisse Thybulle. He got two steals in 11 minutes. You can always remember that one. And that's pretty much it from these guys. We'll check on the Hornets. Brandon Miller was the high man for this team, for this ball club. 23 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 triples. Not his best shooting night, 7-18 from the field, but he made all 6 at the free throw line. Like I said, man, I think he's top 30 the rest of the way. I think we're going to be drafting him in the 30s in drafts next year. I do think he is their number one option. LaMelo Ball didn't shoot his best, but he did give you 14-4-4 with the steal, two triples, just 16 from the field. Didn't even shoot a free throw. Interesting. Only 22 minutes in this one because he fouled out, unfortunately. Musa Diabate still winning the center battle, 7-9-4, three steals in the block. Love that. Weird percentages, 3-8 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line, but he's the center. He's their guy. Good minutes finally for Miles Bridges. They didn't close with Grant Williams in this one. They closed with Miles Bridges. 11-7-3. Oh, my God. 2-13 from the field. Ew. But he got 13 shots, and that's a good sign. And he made it up at the free throw line with 7-8. Con Knipple, 15-5-4, two steals, four triples, 5-11 from the field. This feels like this should be baseline for him. This is probably like this is the baseline. That's it. You get these high games where he like gets super hot and he hits like 6-8 triples. And you'll get some bad shooting nights, but this feels like even in the middle. And that's probably where Con sits most nights. Grant Williams, 3 points, one rebound, one assist, two steals. He had been rolling hot. He's not going to play the back-to-back tomorrow. You could drop him. Solid game from Ryan Cogburn in 17 minutes, dude. 13-6, two blocks, one assist, 6-8 from the field. Okay, rookie. 1-2 from the free throw line. That's good. I'm interested to see what he looks like long-term, especially now that Diabate is kind of like made his way. Maybe they run at that double head snake duo of these two at center, but who knows, man. And lastly, Sion James had 11 points and 7 rebounds in his 25 minutes. He's there mostly for defense, and he can do some 3-and-D action when needed. Good stuff from those guys, man. They're looking to get back on track. They might be stuck in the play-in, though. Who knows? Next game of the day, we got two more. Ooh, we had this is the ultimate tank bowl, the tank bowl of tank bowls. It's like the Super Bowl of tank bowls. The Sacramento Kings win the tank bowl, 114-109 over the Indiana Pacers. Dude, the Pacers were up, like, because the Kings suck so bad. The Pacers were up, like, kind of bad. And then the Kings just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Well, checking these guys. Jairus Walker had 38 minutes. He only took 10 shots. They let Aaron Nesmith just run amok. We'll start with Aaron Nesmith, actually. 29, 4 and 3, two triples, 10 to 22 from the field, 7 to 7 from the free throw line. Whoa. Who would have thought? He gave you a block, too. Hey, man, if you streamed him in for the day, good job. Jairus Walker, we thought, like, oh, yeah, this is the Jairus Walker time. Nope. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 30% from the field on 10 shots, 1-on-1 from the free throw line. He did something, but he didn't do what you wanted him to do. Obi Toppin, 17 points, 5 rebounds in his 14 minutes. The minutes are too low. I don't think I'm counting on this. 7-9 from the free throw line. That's just crazy. He got to the free throw line like that. And he also tacked on 2 triples to go along with it. Cam Jones, we've been waiting. The thing is, like, Nembhard, I think they have good opponents the rest of the week. Nembhard could probably return the next one, and so can Siakam, and that turns Cam Jones to a pumpkin. 14, 4, and 9 with 2 steals, 4 triples, 5 and 9 from the field. Nice. Good game there. You just can't trust it. All these guys did nothing on the bench. You had like 4 points and 5 dimes with a steal from Quinn Jackson on 12%. Kobe Jones, 5 points, 4 rebounds on 20%. On 1 of 2 shooting. He only played 20 minutes. Ben Shepherd, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 6 from the field. Whatever. And you had Michael Potter with 11 and 7 in the block in his 16 minutes. Oh, I forgot Jay Huff. I'm sorry. He played 32 minutes. That's a lot of minutes for him. 12, 7, and 3. No blocks. Oh, 2 triples, 5 of 14 from the field. Ew, and he shot bad. That sucks. Maybe he was shooting bad on purpose because they wanted to lose. The Kings, I don't know what to tell you. They played Russ a lot of minutes at first, then just sat the man. That's it. They just sat him. 16, 7, and 9, 2 triples, 50% from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. He probably plays a lot tomorrow against Charlotte, but I don't know, dude. I don't know what this team's doing. Preston Achiuwa had been rolling. They sat him, too. 6.7 rebounds on the block, 3-6 from the field, I guess. DeMar DeRozan, they sat him, too. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4-13 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. From a logical standpoint, why not just sit these guys at the beginning of the game? Why not let them play? Just don't let them play. I don't know. Maxi Reynold, you can expect him to have a big one. 18-11, 2 assists, 2 blocks. He's getting blocks now? Okay. 8-15 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Banger game from him. Nick Clifford, 12-5-2 with 2 steals. 5 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Ooh, those percentages are rough. Makes me think he's more of a points league guy, but although he's going to get a lot of minutes down the stretch, man, 38 is a lot of minutes. He'll figure it out. Dominique Plowden's getting a lot of minutes now. 10.6 rebounds, 2 steals. I think it's more so because they're playing a crap opponent. Malik Monk had played 10 minutes, got hurt. Maybe he did. I didn't get a chance to see it. He could have actually got hurt. He got 4 points in his 10 minutes, and that was it. I don't know. If he magically appears healthy at the next game tomorrow, we know what they're doing. 8 points for Killian Hayes, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. I literally cannot tell you to rely on Killian Hayes in fantasy. I can't do it. I don't even feel right doing it. He's doing stuff, but oh my God. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks for Drew Eubanks. Good back end center if you want to keep a center for deeper leagues. And Devin Carter had, I think, a career high. It's 16 minutes. Wow, man. I don't blame you, Devin Carter. I don't blame you, brother. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 3 triples, 9 of 13 from the field, a crazy hot shooting, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. And you can't rely on it because he did all that in 16 minutes. And they weren't thinking of playing it beforehand. I don't know what to say. Sorry if you guys are listening on the podcast. I just shrugged. It was a long shrug. Because I have no clue what to say. Tomorrow they play the Hornets. I'm assuming it's Russ and DeMar and them all doing their thing like usual. This team's ugly, man. I actually don't know what to say about the Kings. And you know what's crazy? They gave up that number one spot, by the way, as far as the worst team in the league. Sure, I get it. You're not guaranteed to get the number one draft pick, but at least you're top five protected, basically. Who knows? Last game of the day. Whoa, the Lakers. They had control of this game the whole time. 120-106 over the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they're kind of rolling. They've won 6 of their last 7. Huh. They're doing pretty good without a certain someone. Let me stop pushing agendas. I said I wouldn't do that. Okay, we're going to check. It was a rough night for Anthony Edwards, man. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, 1 triple. He just shot 2 of 15 from the field. Ooh-wee. I feel bad if you have Anthony Edwards and you were going against Bam. Ooh, that hurts. 9 of 10 from the free throw line for Anthony Edwards. Julius Randle, 14-7-2. 1 triple, 5-11 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Cool. 6-2 for Jaden McDaniels with the steal, 3 of 9 shooting from the field. He only played 26 minutes. That was a bad game for Jaden McDaniels, too. These guys all kind of did bad. Rudy Gobert, 3 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. He didn't make his only shot. Golly, this is bad. Dante DiVincenzo, 8-5-2 with the steal, 2 triples. At least he kind of did something. 3 of 9 from the field. Naz Reid, better game from him. He had actually been shooting pretty bad recently, so this is solid. 13.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 1 triple. Nice. I like that. Aldesumu, 13.2 rebounds, hot shooting. Yeah, that's his problem. If he's not shooting hot, he looks like crap. He did nothing else. Terrence Shannon, he got some garbage time minutes, 12 points, 4-6 shooting. Bones Highland, 11 points, 3 assists and a block, 2 triples, 3 of 5 shooting, 3-3 from the free throw line. Yeah, that's solid, but dude, Bones Highland's not doing that on a normal night, so I wouldn't even worry about it. 5-6-3 with a block from Kyle Anderson. Oh, man, slow mo. If you got more time, we'd look at it, but I don't think you need to look at that either. We'll go on to the Lakers because the rest of that was crap. Luka just cooked, man. 31-11-11, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 triples, 11-24 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. Banger game, Luka. Thank you. Austin Reeves, 31-7-8. Oh, here we go. You know what's crazy, though? I'd keep an eye on it. He was, like, grabbing at his wrists a lot after shooting. I mean, hopefully, like, tapes it up and take care of it, but just keep an eye on that. 4 triples for him, 10-20 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. Good game. DeAndre Ayton, oh, can we trust him? Can we? Ugh. Oh, Ayton, you just got to do this every night, bro. We would be able to trust you. That's all. We need to do it every night. That's it. 14-12, 2 assists, 1 steal, 7-11 from the field, 0-2 from the free throw line. Dude, I mean, so if he got dropped, they have 2 games the rest of the week. Yeah, if you need a center, I understand. They got 4 games next week, and yeah, I would consider him. But like, ah, man, can we trust it? 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals from Marcus Smart. He's a good steal streamer. 10-2-2 with the block from Luke Kennard. He just kind of does what he needs to do. He's getting 26 minutes. Honestly, it makes him kind of interesting, especially for deeper leagues. 8-7-4 with 2 steals from Jake LaRavia. Just shot bad, but I like the PRA and the steals, and nobody else really did anything. You got like 2 points from Kobe Bumpkin and garbage time and 3 points from Drew Timmy because he decided to hit a triple. Good stuff from the Lakers. They're starting to roll. I think it was just that's an awful game for the Timberwolves, but they'll be okay. They do play tomorrow against the Clippers. I think they'll get some revenge then. That's it, man. We made it. 11 games on this lovely Tuesday. We saw history today. Big shout out to Bam. 83 points, 4 defensive stats. Ah, that's great. Like 36 free throws. Absurd game. A lot of other big lines. It was absolutely fun doing this thing with you guys. I will be back. Am I back Thursday? I know I'm back Friday. I don't think you guys give me this Thursday. But I will be back later this week. I wish you the best. If you had Bam, dude, you're killing it right now for your fantasy matchups. If you got hit by Bam, like me, I was a Bam victim today. It's Tuesday. You still got all the rest of the week to get this W. Lock in for those fantasy playoffs. I would want to see you guys win. Hope I'm giving you guys some good information. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, and I will be seeing you guys very, very soon. Glad we all got to see history today. Cheers.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code SHAKE.
Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro,
You're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. Four of the last five NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.